Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a listener-submitted story.
Oh, this is going to be good.
That proves truth can be even more infuriating than fiction.
Yeah.
We're talking neighborhood feuds, folks.
Yeah.
The kind that make you wonder if maybe a handshake went out of style or something.
And this one has it all.
Yeah.
Property lines, passive aggression, enough what would I do moments to fill, a whole season of reality TV.
You, our listener, sent in this saga.
Oh, boy.
Of a dream home turned into a nightmare thanks to a neighbor who really seems like they missed the chapter on just being a decent human being.
Yeah. What happened to that?
So let's unpack this, shall we?
Yeah.
It all starts with a gated community.
Yeah.
One of those supposed havens of peace and quiet.
Right. The kind of place where, like, the biggest drama is whose lemon bars won the bake-off.
Exactly. Not whatever this is.
Yeah.
So our listener was totally looking for that idyllic life, right? Mm-hmm. Friendly waves, block parties, all that jazz.
Sure.
But their first encounter with their new neighbor, imagine this. You're checking on your house while it's being built, and there's your new neighbor measuring tape in hand, already down there, measuring the fence line.
Oh, wow.
Before they've even moved in.
That's intense.
So intense. I'm surprised he didn't have like a protractor out to measure the angle of their welcome mat or something.
Right.
Some people just lead with suspicion, instead of a housewarming gift.
It's certainly an interesting way to make a first impression.
That's for sure.
This initial interaction is really telling, don't you think? It kind of sets the stage for how everything unfolds.
Oh, absolutely. It's like he wanted to make it clear right off the bat that this isn't going to be a friendly, borrow a cup of sugar kind of situation.
Right. And you can't help but wonder what's going on there.
Yeah.
Is this a power play? Like, is he insecure? Does he just not know how to,
have normal human interactions?
Yeah. Whatever the reason, it just sets off this chain reaction that spirals out of control.
Okay. Red flag number one. Territorial measuring tape.
Check.
It doesn't stop there. Fast forward a few weeks, our listener has moved in with her family. Wife, young daughter, older dog.
Okay.
Naturally, they bump into the neighbor again.
Uh-oh.
And this little encounter really solidifies the tone of their whole relationship moving forward.
Oh, I bet.
The listener's unloading groceries. Mm-hmm. The dog's just kind of wandering around, being a dog.
Sure.
The neighbor comes up to them, asks about the dog. How old is he? Our listener mentions that the dog is 13 years old, and the neighbor replies,
let me guess, he like whips out a calculator to figure out how long the dog has left to live in dog years or something.
Not quite, but close. He says, good, he'll be dead soon.
Oh my God.
Who says that?
I know, right?
That's not even like a lack of social skills. That's
just
downright ghoulish.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think this neighbor's idea of a good time is like watching paint dry on that fence line.
Hey, it's certainly an unsettling thing to say, to put it mildly. Right. Just the lack of warmth, the directness of it all.
Yeah, it's like he's going out of his way to be abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Make them uncomfortable in their own home.
Exactly.
And as you can imagine, this was just a taste of what was to come.
It did escalate from there. Yeah. The listener's story, it really shows how these small little passive-aggressive things can build up, you know, and create a really just toxic environment.
Totally. It's like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Exactly.
You mentioned this all started with a fence line, but then it kind of takes a turn towards a swimming pool.
It does. The listener decided to put in a pool.
Okay.
Which was totally within the community guidelines.
Oh, sure.
But it was, you know, relatively close to the property line.
Okay.
And this seemed to really set the neighbor off.
Okay. So we've established that this neighbor is not the pool party type.
Right.
So did he at least try to measure the water temperature with his trusty measuring tape?
Not this time.
Okay.
But he did make comments about how he hoped it would leak and flood their house.
Oh, no.
Like, he was looking forward to that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I feel like most people would be like, hey, when can I come over for a swim? Not like, I hope your pool causes a natural disaster.
Right.
This is beyond weird neighbor territory and into, like, I don't even know what to call this.
It's bizarre. I mean, it really makes you think that he's just fixated on control.
Yeah.
Like, maintaining the sense of order over his property, and anything that disrupts that, even like an innocent pool, is like a threat.
So it's not even really about the pool. It's about him feeling like he's losing control of the situation.
Exactly. And like, we'll see, this need for control, it shows up in other ways that are even more strange.
Okay.
For example, he starts weaponizing the HOA.
Oh no, not the HOA. That's like calling in like the neighborhood SWAT team for a noise complaint or something. What was he reporting them for? Were they like playing music too loud? Sending smoke signals from their BBQ?
Believe it or not, it was for their toddler playing in the pool during the day.
A toddler playing in a pool during the day. What's next? Is he going to like file a noise complaint against the birds for chirping? This is getting out of hand.
It really does seem like he's just going out of his way to find things to complain about.
Yeah.
To like exert some kind of control.
Right.
And keep in mind, this is all while our listener is just trying to like, you know, settle into their new home.
Yeah.
Make a happy place for their family. It's got to be so frustrating.
I can only imagine. And at some point, you have to wonder, don't you? Like, when do you just snap? When do you say enough is enough?
I would have lost it.
So what did our listener do? Did they like try to reason with him? Call for a truce?
Yeah.
Wave a white flag?
So initially, they decided to go a different route.
Yeah.
They decided to fight fire with fire, but in a much more subtle, passive-aggressive way.
Okay, this is where it gets good.
Yeah.
I can already tell. Like a good old-fashioned neighborly standoff.
Yeah.
What'd they do? Start like a rival lemonade stand right on the edge of the property line.
Not quite, but pretty creative, though.
Correct.
Think like strategically placed garbage bins.
Uh-huh.
Always just a little too close to the property line. You know? And of course, lawn mowing at like the crack of dawn.
Classic. The subtle art of inconvenience. I've got to admit, there's a certain genius to that. It's like saying, oh yeah, I see your passive aggression and I raise you a symphony of lawnmower engine at 7:00 a.m.
That's right. And the best part is you can always play dumb. Like, oh, sorry, did my sprinklers get your prize-winning roses again? Whoops.
It's the neighborly feud equivalent of like whispering insults under your breath. But I'm guessing this little back and forth didn't exactly smooth things over.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah.
The tension finally boiled over. One night, the listener gets a knock on the door late, and it's the neighbor.
Oh, boy.
Clearly not happy.
Okay, so we've moved on from the subtle digs to a late-night confrontation. Sounds like someone finally snapped.
Right.
Did they at least try to talk it out?
The neighbor just lays into them about all the passive-aggressive stuff.
Oh, man, did our listener crack. Did they confess?
No, they totally denied it all. Played it cool.
That's good. What's the fun in passive aggression if you can't, you know, really lean into the mystery of it all?
Exactly. But this really set the neighbor off even more.
So instead of backing down, he doubles down.
Sadly, this is where things get a little icky. Let's just say dog poop is involved.
Oh, no. Not the dreaded dog poop on the lawn tactic.
Yeah.
That's stooping to a whole new level.
Yeah, it was a pretty clear escalation.
Yeah.
The listener found it strategically placed, of course.
Of course.
And knew it didn't come from their own dog.
Oh, that's awful. So what do you even do in that situation? Do you wave the white flag? Do you retaliate? I mean, how do you even retaliate to something like that?
Well, our listener chose a path that I think a lot of us wish we could in these situations.
What's that?
They decided to fight back, you know, but not by stooping to his level.
Okay.
They realized that to win this game, they had to change it.
I am on the edge of my seat right now. What'd they do?
But,
hire a professional dog walker to just like walk in circles past the neighbor's house.
Even better, they gathered up all the evidence they had, you know, dates times photos of the gifts left on their lawn.
Oh, they had receipts.
Oh, yeah. They took it all straight to the HOA.
Oh, snap.
Laid out this whole case.
Talk about turning the tables.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved to see the look on the neighbor's face when he realized that he had basically handed them all the ammunition.
It's a perfect example of choosing your battles.
Mm-hmm.
And picking the right weapon.
Sure.
The HOA actually took them seriously.
No way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They issued a formal warning to the neighbor.
That's amazing.
Hmm.
That's a win in my book. You know, sometimes the best revenge is just being the bigger person and rising above it.
Couldn't agree more. It might not be a storybook ending where everyone's sharing lemonade over the fence.
Right.
But it created some healthy boundaries.
Yeah, it definitely did.
The neighbor backed off when he realized that being a jerk was backfiring.
What a concept.
Right.
So this has been fascinating.
It has.
Really goes to show you that we actually have a lot more power than we think we do in these situations. So to our listener out there battling their own nightmare neighbor.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Sometimes a little bit of documentation and a call to the HOA can really work wonders.
It's all about setting boundaries and standing up for yourself.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll leave you all with this. What would you do? Let us know. We might just deep dive into your stories next.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.